Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin from benmartin-music.com. Hope everybody is safe and well out there this week. We are coming up to the all-important episode 50, and close to that 52, I guess. At the moment, we're on episode 45, so not too far off in terms of when I'm planning ahead. But when we get to 52, we're going to have a whole year's worth of lessons, weekly lessons for a year, which is really cool. It means you just have a free course of guitar lessons for a year. And how cool is that? Don't forget, if you're interested in having online one-to-one classes, or of course group classes too, although I would say I reckon one-to-one is probably the way to go, head over to benmartin-music.com and shoot me an email. benmartinmusic@live.co.uk is my email address. Shoot me an email and we can set up a time that works and begin to upskill your guitar playing. Now, speaking of which, if you heard the intro, you probably heard that this lesson has a little bit of a more jazzy flavour to it. What we're going to be tackling today is a jazz chord sequence, the most famous jazz chord sequence that we hear in modern jazz music. We're going to be working on a couple of more complicated chords and learning our first jazz sequence with a little bit of finger picking. But it's going to be a really nice, fun thing just to sit on the sofa, jam with, and play. Also a great thing to play when that dreaded moment happens where people go, "Oh, you play guitar, play us something." I always think stuff like this is just really good to have in the bag so you can whip it out of your pocket and just play it. So the chord sequence we're going to be learning is what's called a 2-5-1 chord sequence. Now, if you remember, if you listened to the last episode, you'll know that these numbers refer to the major scale intervals. So the major scale intervals for the key of C. So let's have a look. If we think of the C major scale, nice and easy, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Now we can count that along on our fingers. So C would be 1, D would be 2, E would be 3, F, 4, G, 5, A, 6, B, 7, and of course back to C on the 8. So we think of these in terms of numbers. So now if you think of 2-5-1, we can work out pretty easily that the 2, the second scale degree, is a D. The 5 is the G. And the 1, of course, is the C. So the chord sequence we're looking at here is a D, a G, and a C. So D, G, C. Nice and simple. 2-5-1. Now this is very common. You sit down at any kind of jazz jam, you're very likely to hear somebody just yell the words 2-5-1-D, and you'll have to know what that means and start to play along. Kind of a stressful thing, a lot of those jazz jam sessions. I much prefer blues sessions myself. But let's have a quick look at these chords. Now, as we have looked at before in the previous lesson, we know that only the 1, the 4, and the 5 chords of the major scale are major. The other chords are all minor, except for the 7th, which is a special case. So the second chord, we're starting on the 2, so this must be a minor. So we're starting on the D minor. But we're going to play a specific inversion of a D minor 7. So what we're going to do is make this chord, which sounds a lot more jazzy, but still has that nice minor third interval in there. So what we're going to do is take your second finger on your fretting hand, put it on fret 5 on the 5th string. That's the D. Then we're going to take our first finger and put it on fret 3 on the 4th string. And then with your So that's second finger, fret 5 on the 5th string. First finger, fret 3 on the 4th string. Too many numbers. Then your third finger, fret 5 on the 3rd string. And then your little finger, fret 5 on the 2nd. Now that was a lot of numbers all at once, so let's just recap. So going from the 5th string to the 2nd string, we should have on the 5th string, fret 5, 4th string, fret 3, then fret 5 on the 3rd, 5 on the 2nd. And this gives us a D minor 7, nice inversion of a D minor 7. So this is our first chord we're going to go. The next chord is we're going to do a G. So we're going to start with our first finger on the fret 3. And actually what we're going to do here is play an add 11, which uses that same E note, this E here. And And that's going to be a common thread throughout this chord sequence. So we have our D minor 7 inversion with the E up there. Then we're going to do our G. So G with fret 3 on the top string. Then miss out the 5th string, fret 3 with our 2nd finger on the 4th string. So we have that G and the F. Then with our 3rd finger, we're going to play fret 4 on the 3rd string. And then our little finger stays on that 5, the E on the 2nd string. And then when we play this, we can either strum it, but you run the risk of this open A that we don't want. So what I would say is let's pluck each of those strings at once. That's thumb on the top string, and then fingers 1, 2, and 3 on strings 4, 3, 2. Really cool jazzy sound to that one. I love the sound of the add 11. So we have a D here, then the G. So that's our 2, our 5. And then the 1, of course, needs to be a C. And we know that the 1 is major. So we need to make some kind of major chord. So we're going to go for a major 7. Now there are a few different ways you can play this one, but the way we're going to play it is kind of the simplest way. We're going to put our 1st finger on fret 3 on the 5th string, our 3rd finger, fret 5, on the 4th, our middle finger, fret 4, on the 3rd, there's our 7, and then that little finger stays on the E, fret 5 on the 2nd string. Just practice moving throughout those chords. We have this D, G at 11. D. G. C. Now that in itself is, you can just play so many cool things just by changing up the finger pattern, the picking pattern. And you can just play around with those chord shapes. What we're going to do is we're going to play a little rhythm to go along with it, but this really isn't the important part. The important part is that you get to grips with these chord shapes and you understand the 2-5-1 structure, and you can play something that sounds really badass. What we're going to do is we're going to go thumb on, so start with the D chord here, the D minor 7. We're going to start with our thumb on the D, and then we're going to play the other fingers together. And then the rhythm, we're going to go thumb, fingers, thumb, fingers. It's almost like a bossa nova kind of. And we're going to do 2 bars on the D, 2 bars on the G, 4 bars on the C. So this is 1, 2, G, 1. So let's go around that again. 2 bars on the D, 2 bars on the G, 4 bars on the C. 1, 2, 3, 4. G. C. And then we're just going to add in one more thing, is we're going to add in a bass leading note going from the last C to take us back to that D. So we're going to go, then this C, fret 3 on the 5th string, we're just going to add one fret up to the fret 4, so C sharp, then to that D chord. So let's play that all together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. So there we have it, a really nice, fun and easy jazz chord sequence with the traditional jazz 2-5-1 structure. Now I hope that was useful. Don't forget to head over to my website, benmartin-music.com, subscribe to our mailing list to get all the updates about the new stuff coming out, the books, the lessons, the podcasts, all the good stuff is over there. If you're interested in one-to-one online lessons, you can also sign up there, or alternatively, if it's easier for you, just shoot me an email, benmartinmusic@live.co.uk, or just send me an email to tell me something that you would like covered in these weekly podcasts. All right, stay safe out there, everybody, and I will catch you next week. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.